We are short on time. We're going to run a little bit long, so we're going to jump a question and go to the easy question, which is your question. It's not really a question. It's an opportunity for you to talk about something that we haven't already talked about, or for you to elaborate on something, a question that you heard earlier that you wish you had a little bit more time to answer. So what's an issue that's near and dear to your heart that you'd like to talk to voters about so they'll get a better sense of who you are and why they should vote for you? We'll start with you, Mr. Watkins.
Well, I don't run a nonprofit. I run a volunteer organization. So the coming to the borough for money isn't a part of my equation there. I think we need to encourage more people to participate in our social programs and in our nonprofits and the general volunteer activities we have around town. The more we can engage each other in these activities, the more cost-effective borough we're going to have. We don't need to always look to the government to provide or to solve. We have a community full of intelligent, free-thinking people here with a lot of creativity and an incredible skill set. We can solve these problems here in Kodiak. We can be the example that people look to when they do this outside. Cities around the nation are looking at how we're powering Kodiak with renewable energy. I don't think we realize how much we set the example for the state and the nation, and we can keep doing that. We need to respect the culture that we have here. We need to respect the resources that we have here and the habitat that provides them all. And to me, the basic common denominator is a healthy habitat, feeds healthy business, feeds healthy people, and grows a strong community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Watkins. Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Mike. Well, I know that the people who have been on our former assemblies have all been good, capable, intelligent people who came to this process to do good for their community, I think. But I really do think that our borough assemblies have had an unfortunate habit of chasing its own tail and wasting time and sometimes playing politics when I don't think that local governance has any room for politics, really. You know, and I'm extremely heartened to see these fine people that are around me right now who've chosen to step up and run for this assembly. I think the voter has a chance now to put fresh faces on the assembly and to maybe have an assembly with a different attitude and a different way of doing business. And I think that way of doing business is to be open, open, open all the time. You know, every person who serves on the assembly has his own area of expertise, his own skills, and his own perspectives. And when all of us bring those skills, expertise, and perspectives to the table, we all profit, we all learn from each other. And I think that the ability to listen to one another, and I've heard a couple of the candidates mention that, I do think that that is a skill that I didn't possess when I first got into local politics. Anybody who knows me knows that you can get me going talking, and I love to talk about everything. But it took me a while to develop the ability to listen to what other people have to say. Because, and I think the public process is essential to the degree that we can encourage the public to come forward and tell us everything that they have for us, whether it's a gripe or a suggestion, that's essential to the process. You know, no one comes to this process from a bad place, really. Everyone who comes up here and stands in front of that microphone and is nervous and is driven from home has something, a reason, a real reason, that they came here, and it's a heartfelt reason, and it's something that should never be dismissed. You should never tell someone, hey, you're wrong, go away, you know, be quiet. Every single person in the community.
But you're over time.
I'm over time. And as I said, I will talk. So thanks. I think we have a chance to put a new team in place, and I certainly hope we do.
Thank you, Mr. Hans. Mrs. Lester.
Thank you. I, on the other hand, have really honed my skills in listening, and I listen. I really like to listen. I think I listen more than I talk. And tonight what I heard was very encouraging from every member of this panel. Great ideas, ideas about housing and working together. And to me, the biggest thing that the people of this island can do is to learn to work better together for increased benefits to the children, to look after our children, whether it be in education or housing, to just be able to, I'm having a brain fart here, excuse me, but that's something that I am really encouraged on, is to see all of our communities working together for the betterment of everybody on the island. And I think with that, I'll just stop. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Cavanaugh?
Thanks, Mike. I want to talk about fisheries. I've actively participated in fisheries management development for a number of years. I'm an advocate for Alaska's coastal communities and for our right to access our natural resources for subsistence, commercial, and sport uses. Attending and testifying at local, state, and federal levels, I have fought for strong small boat fisheries and maintaining affordable access. I adamantly support our right to fish to subsistence fish and hunt, and I'll make it a priority to protect our rural status. I'm going to take this opportunity to mention ACR 11, which will be before the Board of Fish this year, and it is a major concern for Kodiak as we move into their 2017 and 18 Board of Fish cycle. This proposal seeks to set arbitrary weekly and seasonal fish caps in the Kodiak Salmon Management Area for red salmon, and the Borough Assembly should aggressively engage in opposition of this ACR. It is allocative and reactionary, and if acted on, will negatively impact this borough due to its dependence on raw fish tax. Kodiak has a diverse fishing industry, and it is in the best interest of the community and the borough to promote a healthy and vibrant waterfront. The Assembly should seek to actively engage in policy talks at the state and federal level in instances where the borough can represent our community as a whole. Our concern as a borough is to promote a stable fishing economy, support sustainable fishing practices, and to value the access to those resources. I also want to mention our other borough communities, Karlik, Okyok, Larson Bay, Old Harbor, Port Lyons, Yuzinki. All the outlying villages of the borough are important centers of heritage, culture, and daily living. As a borough assembly member, I will seek to understand the diverse concerns and the goals they have. I do know that the basic cost of goods and services are expensive out there, and their economies can be slow, that their schools, airports, roads, and harbors are all integral infrastructure to their communities. So I will be engaging in discussions so that the work can be done towards their goals. This is the way to ensure a positive effect for these residents, and I look forward to working with the communities and broadening my understanding of their issues.
Thank you, Mrs. Cavanaugh. Thank you. Mr. Murray?
Mike, thanks for having us here, and I'd like to thank everybody that showed up, and everybody's going to hear these things. Having a direct contact and conversation with people is very critical to anything we do, and especially when it comes to deciding where our communities are going to go and how we're going to govern them. Everybody here today has had ideas that were very good, very proactive, and forward-looking. Some of us disagree on some of the finer points and maybe some of the coarser points, too. I think that's good. If we have diverse opinions on the assembly and we hash them out, we're going to come up with what is most likely the best long-term answer rather than everybody headed the same way. But we do need to reach a consensus. We do need to reach it in a timely manner, and we need to make it effective and put it in place. I really believe in the ability for us to self-govern. It's unique to our country. It's unique to our communities here. And being active in that self-governance and being active in forums and getting out to see your assemblies and committees is important. Unfortunately, it's very difficult for the average person to do just that. That's why we have a representative form of government, so we can represent the ideas and the needs of the people that put us in office. We also are responsible for representing the needs of those who didn't put us in office, that voted against us. Once we get here, it's important that we consider everybody and their needs equally. One thing that I think we really need to do is bring folks in the villages and the communities that are off the road system into conversation with us. I would like and think is very effective a virtual town hall. Not so much that the assembly offers the town hall, but the members do. And we communicate with our local people and our folks out in the villages actively and directly. Thank you again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. Mr. Roberts?
I pushed the button again. I think Kodiak, there's a wealth of experience and expertise and genius on this island that we haven't begun to tap into, and they're hidden behind labels of disability and language and culture. The more I talk to people, the more I'm amazed at what we have out there. Woman I was talking to earlier, she's working at Safeway, but she's got training in computer science. There's another woman I know of who's working at a cannery, but she's got a PhD in psychology, but she speaks Spanish. And I think we need to start tapping into these resources, because that's where we're going to find answers. I think we need to engage the villages more, and we need to start being more respective of the villages themselves. I think we've kind of dismissed them through a process that's not to their benefit. And thank you very much. I'm honored.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. And finally, Mr. Schroeder, last crack.
Thanks for putting this together tonight, and to those who wrote the questions, great job. It seemed to pull out some pretty interesting conversation. To those running also for the Borough Assembly, I look forward to working with you guys in the future. I've gotten to know, whether we're elected to the Assembly or not, I've gotten to know each of you a little bit better through this process, and there's no doubt in my mind that everybody sitting here is pretty committed to the well-being of this community. It's interesting conversation tonight. There's really discussion that's coming that came down with respect to affordability of housing is the conflict of individual rights and private property rights versus community needs, and I think that's probably the kind of the core of what we're dealing with here. I do think that I hope that this assembly, because I feel like this group here could start to work towards, common ground on these issues. I think there's an opportunity for the assembly to do that. It's interesting to hear progressive people, including myself, talking about retooling the code that really amounts to some form of deregulation with respect to parcel sizes and parking areas, et cetera. I think it really speaks to the fact that we do have an outdated code. I would urge people to understand that this code revision is a long time coming, but it's intended to ease up, to grease the skids for economic development, for housing. And that although the codes are sometimes, these modernized codes tend to be a little bit longer, it doesn't amount to more code. It basically provides a clearer path towards development, is intended to get businesses up and running and houses stood up. And a thicker code doesn't necessarily mean more regulation. When you reach for a dictionary, you don't want a shorter one with vague definitions. You want that clear definition. And I think that's what P&Z and ultimately the Assembly need to be adopting. I think that we really our government powers are pretty limited already. We have education powers, taxation powers, planning and zoning powers, healthcare, and we have Michael powers. attempted humor. But really, we have a small government, intentionally limited. We need a proactive assembly who's going to really get ideas out there and vet them and to try to get solutions for this community. Thank you.
Thank you.